I am Christy.
And I'm Layton.
And together we are
Married Mash,
a couple's guide to whiskey tasting. Welcome back. We're glad you're here. I hope you're over there on our bi-weekly sessions over there listening to our parenting podcast. Cheers to parenting. If you're not, please go check us out over there.
I hope you liked the recipe last. When was it?
Oh, when no. Our last one we did was
our
bottom
shelf. I
get
now. Oh, yeah,
we did
right.
Our BS review last time. Hope
you're
you right. Liked the BS review, because, play on words. If you don't know what the BS review is, go back and listen to the episode before this one. Not going to tell you.
That was fun, though.
It was fun. So, where to find us out in the world of social media? We are easy to find. You can go to one-stop shop. Go to Linktree, linktr.ee/marriedmashpod. There you will find the Click on the world to our Facebook, to our Patreon page. You can find where you can listen to on Spotify, our Twitter, which is at Married Mash. It's just one click.
What about Anchor?
You can find us on Anchor and Spotify and wherever you find your podcast. We're getting out there. We switched. We were at a different hosting site, and then we switched to Anchor, as you notice when you listen to it now. It's the easiest way to make a podcast. But anyway, that's where you can find us out there.
Do we have any shout outs or
and
anything?
And we do have a email at marriedmashpod@gmail.com. Again, you can talk to us that way too.
If you've made the recipe and liked it, or if you've tried that.
Yeah,
the
we
Heaven
did
Hill
have
product.
Someone.
Well, I tried to blank out Quality House, I think was the name. I tried to blank it out.
We did have a friend try the bourbon banana.
Did we talk about
bourbon
it?
Chocolate chip banana bread.
Yeah. She said it was awesome. They ate the whole loaf.
So, hey. And that bourbon punch we did. So,
oh,
hey,
have we done the bourbon punch on there?
Yes, we have.
Was I sleeping?
You were drunk.
I remember that.
I'm just kidding.
Punch.
So today in our season two, starting with different kind of segments, today's segment, we get to go what we call out of the bottle. We are going away from the whiskey world tonight. So we thought we'd bring up a segment called Out of the Bottle. And we're going to pick spirits that are not of the whiskey or bourbon type every now and then to taste. And like I said, we could do, we might do wine. We might do rum. We might do, who knows? It's just a cornucopia of, I don't know.
Am I giving you clues?
So tonight's out of the bottle. We travel to Mexico. That was a bad way to say it. Mexico.
It is Mexico.
Mexico. I can't speak Spanish, so that's about it.
Un poco.
But did you just curse in Spanish?
It means a little. I know a little
Spanish. Oh, I know none. I knew French, so maybe we'll do champagne and I'll say oui, oui. But tonight we're doing tequila.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, though.
Wait, I get to read
the tequila that we are. Oh, wait. Before we start, I did look up tequila. Definition of tequila is a distilled beverage from the blue agave plant, but primarily in an area surrounding the city of Tequila, which is about 40 miles northwest of Guadalajara. I didn't realize that. I just thought tequila was a name for, I don't know.
So this bottle is a little different than others. Now you can buy the Corazon brand. Corazon de Agave. But.
Before you go in, I keep interrupting you. Sorry. Corazon, I did look up, means heart. So heart de agave would be heart of the agave plant. Carry on, my love.
Holy crap. Okay. I don't know.
He did not proofread.
Okay, so I got this at a place called Turtle Creek, which you've been before. But they have had their Weller Antique, the red label, before. So I bought it, but the guy's smart. So you have to buy one of these, too. Because what they do is they take the antique out of the barrel and they put the tequila in the barrel and let it age, I don't know how long, 6 months or whatever it is,
which I thought was pretty cool.
But and then so they put the little neck thing
around
it,
like a medallion,
but it says aged in William L. Weller which actually it's the antique because it says on the other side. But it even tells you where it was. But anyway, it's a single barrel, too. Reposado.
So they take the made tequila and put it in the whiskey barrel and let it sit for a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And we've been lucky enough to go to Mexico. And to me, the tequila is the higher end. You don't get the hangover with. But
it's not as bad.
One way to kind of tell is if it's clear. It's probably going to kill. No, I don't kill you, but it's probably going to, you're probably going to get a hangover. To me, the darker it is, the better it is. Now, I don't know if that's, now this is probably darker somewhat because of the whiskey barrel.
Right.
But I have another tequila we can try at some point.
Yeah, well, we'll go there.
Yeah.
Do this one first. But yeah, we've learned that the higher end tequila is the way to go. I don't even know if we had talked about how we had tequila. I think we did. Now we're going to talk about it again. Sorry for repeating ourselves, but when we were fortunate enough to go to Mexico two different times, one on the western coast of Cabo and then one over on the eastern side near Cozumel. I can't remember. It wasn't Cozumel, but it doesn't matter. But each of these two places, they were showing us how they, at least at the place we stayed, drink their tequila if they're doing a shot where, you know, you have the old sailing saying where you lick, you salt, you shoot, you sock with the lemon, which that is not what they do. They take a lime and put it in some coarse salt, which is kind of flaky, not like table salt. And then they sip the tequila, suck on the salted lime wedge, and then follow up with a raw almond. Mm. And
that's right.
It is so good. So it's kind of like they're really good whiskey. Really good tequila is meant to be sipped and savored, not necessarily like shot like Jose Cuervo. Yeah.
Although this did make some good margaritas.
Mix with it and everything. And it was, it does good. And we have a simple, simple margarita recipe. And a friend of mine put this up on Facebook. Are you ready? It's very simple. You take two limes, cut them in fourths, put them in the blender, all of it. You don't just juice it. You put the peeling and you put the quartered pieces.
So you need to wash the limes.
Probably. In the blender. Yeah, wash the limes. Organic is probably better. And then it's a cup of water, half a cup of sugar, and then a half a cup of tequila, a pinch of salt, and then you're going to blend it. Then, of course, you're going to strain it. But it has a salty, bitter, liminess to it. And then you serve it over ice.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
It's really good. It's very refreshing.
It is. It is definitely a summer drink.
Summer drink. We had some this past weekend at the lake.
So are we going to... No, normally we do the whiskeys totally different. Are we just going to do like...
Well,
taste it by itself and then...
Yeah, why not? We'll talk about... So let's take a break. We'll go to the bar and then we'll come back and try our tequila. Okay, we have come back from the bar. We have our little sipping glasses of tequila. We have actually a little lime and some salt and our almonds, but we're not going to do that part just yet. We're going to do like we normally do. We're going to look at it. And again, it's a very light, there is some color to it. Yeah. It's kind of a yellowy color. It's not bad looking.
No, and it's...
And the bottle's really cool. Sweet. I didn't even talk about the bottle. Bottle's actually very pretty.
I didn't read the back either.
It's got a wooden cork in it. Or the top is wood, and then it's... And see, it's like a pop. It pops. But it's very pretty. It's got agave plant on it. Like I said, this one's got a medallion hanging around it, so...
I forgot to tell you something.
It's got a heart in the middle of the pretty little agave. What?
Tequila makes my clothes fall off.
I'm out.
Actually, it doesn't even matter if it's tequila.
Let's just to see what it is. It's alcohol makes your clothes fall off. Okay. And it makes me go to bed. All right, so it has that. What would there you describe alcohol. The tequila smell?
I don't know. It's kind of, it's citrusy, but it's, okay, it's 80% proof or 80 proof. 40%
pine. It's like a soft smell to the nose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but there's some that'll...
Well, some old.
Knock yourself.
No, I'm talking about this one. You're not going to stick your nose way down in there.
Well, we're using wider cups than we're not using Glencairn, so it's easier to put your nose in.
Yeah, we're not shooting it. We're sipping it.
But it's...
And it's got legs when you swirl it.
Well, yeah, it's probably because isn't it agave sugar, too?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, I take... Oh, I use agave in my coffee. So it's very yummy.
It has like a citrusy smell, and I think...
It has your basic tequila smell.
Yeah,
but
which
not
to
harsh.
Me is like a faint... And I don't know if I just associate lime or lemon because of that, but that's what my brain thinks when I smell it, so...
Maybe. I'm sipping.
You can smell alcohol, though, a little bit.
Now, this one's got a sweeter taste to it than most tequila. Where Layton is a whiskey person, I'm more of a tequila person, so I really like this.
And it has a little pop, and mm-hmm. then it kind of gradually goes
out.
Down, kind of like the good whiskeys do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But
it mellows out, and then the aftertaste is very sweet. I mean, it's a sugary sweet, in a good way. Gonna have another sip.
It's still a little sit. I think it's a mental thing, maybe.
But you can definitely tell it's a higher proof, because it kind of does that... Y'all know my
quality?
Noise, my moi.
Because I think most tequilas are around that, though.
But it does that. You know, it goes in my mouth and it's just kind of whoosh.
It's got
in
a
my
nice
mouth.
Warmth. That, you know, it's like some whiskeys are painful going down.
Yeah, and have to wait for the aftertaste, actually.
And it's kind of it hits you, but it doesn't ever get to that point. No, it could, I guess, depending on what you're used to, but...
It makes my tongue tingle afterwards. But not in a bad way.
That's what I mean.
I mean, it's not like I'm like, oh my God. Oh.
No, that's what I mean. There's, I mean, we should have put ice. I didn't even think about it.
You don't normally sip tequila cold, do you? I guess
why not?
You could.
I don't know why. You put it in a margarita mix.
Do you want to pause it and go get... Yeah, but you're not tasting just to get tequila. Why don't we'll pause it for just a second and we'll go run get some ice and then we'll try it over ice to see if it does... And some water, too. We'll see what it does. We'll pause momentarily. Talk amongst yourself. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're back and it's like you took no time at all. It's like, boom, you were gone and
like
now
flash.
You're back. So we really do have to remember that we need ice and water when we go to...
Well,
taste something different, you know. So,
all right. So I put a little water.
You already put water in this?
Mm-hmm, just a little.
It kind of smooths it out a little bit. I don't get the bite as much.
It even tastes sweeter.
But it's diluted the tequila flavor. If that makes sense.
It tastes sweeter to me now. It was sweet before, but now it tastes
sweeter. After
or is it more sweet? Is it sweeter
more
or
sweet?
More sweet?
Sweeter. I don't know, sweetie.
Okay, wait, I'm going to put some ice.
I don't think I've ever sipped tequila over ice.
Oh.
What?
The other one I got actually in Mexico is a sipping tequila.
But would you sip it over ice?
Yeah, well.
That's what I mean.
I don't know,
just,
but it's really, really sweet.
We
really,
should probably Google
it looks
that.
Like a, it looks like a whiskey, but not this one. That's there. I want to get people confused. Okay.
I mean, it's... Okay.
Oh, you know what? We didn't shoot it like we're... Wait a minute.
We weren't supposed to shoot it. We're not shooting tequila tonight. It's...
What?
What?
I don't know. That just did something to me.
Oh my gosh, what did it do?
I don't know if I like it over ice.
See, I was going to say the same thing. Google, get your iPad. We should have done more research. Google tequila sipping hot or... ice. I think sometimes
like
it's served warm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, certain things are better over ice and some things
aren't.
Yeah,
I think the number one weight is a margarita.
Well, like white wines are served chilled and red wines are
just
usually
a drink,
not.
Simply take a small sip of tequila straight and enjoy. If you feel the need as a new tequila drinker, you can try our tequila with some lime.
So it's
called
just...
limon in Mexico. And some finely ground salt. After every sip or two, dip your wedge of lime into a small amount of salt and suck on it.
But it doesn't say...
How is tequila served?
All right, cold.
How can I drink tequila on the rocks? Many tequila connoisseurs will swear that the best way to drink tequila is to sip it on its own. If you do this, you can order your tequila chilled. Wait, that didn't make sense. Many tequila connoisseurs will swear that the best way to drink tequila is to sip it on its own.
Right, meaning no ice, no water. Yeah.
If you do this, it says you can order your tequila chilled.
Chilled, okay. Yeah, meaning the bottle is kept cold.
Okay, on the rocks or straight up, but most prefer it chilled. Do not order it with salt and lime. That is only for shots. Huh. There you go. And there's a sipping protocol.
There's a sipping
protocol. It just came out in April.
Thanks, COVID. You brought out how to sip tequila just when I needed it.
Although tequila is one of the... Sipping neat, enjoy slowly. Choose an añejo tequila because they're aged for at least a year. They make a better sipping tequila than is rushed to maturity. Enjoy your tequila with a little bit of sangrita.
Sangria.
Yeah. Means little blood in Spanish.
Huh.
Huh. Didn't know that. Well, and then follow the sipping protocol. If you're the kind of person who enjoys the thought of sipping tequila the right way, here are some tips. Oh, here we go. Pour on this tequila in a glass of or a sniffer. What is that?
You know, the glasses that are shaped kind of like a...
Oh, so it's like a tall... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a reverse clinker.
Kind of like a brandy glass.
But it's like a shot glass with a little bit taller. Okay. So just swish it around your mouth for about 10 seconds, letting the alcohol travel over different parts of your tongue. Swallow and repeat.
Several times during
that? Swirl the glass. Note how long the tequila clings to the wall of the glass, looking for the string of pearls. So they call it string of pearls, evidently.
Nice.
Interesting.
Did you just clear your nostrils on that?
Uh-huh. Oh, shoot, neat, unchilled. Shoot with salt and lime. I'm mixing tequila and cocktail. Oh, they got a whole bunch of variety, so that's what it is in there. Anyway.
Okay. But normally it's, you know.
If you're chilled, it's would just be. Okay, I could see that. Matter of fact, I have seen that. Think about it. I've never done it that way.
Mm-mm. It's keep not it bad in the freezer. Over ice. Yeah. Are we gonna I think do I it would rather, I'd rather have it chilled than over ice, because then that ice it's is going to start to dilute it. Yeah, because even though the water didn't make it taste bad, it also took the what I consider the flavor of tequila away. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have a little piece of lime.
Oh, maybe it's a little bit better this way.
Oh, I got my lime.
And the ice is melting just a tad on it or something, or chilling it. So, yeah, maybe.
Dipped it in salt.
I have heard of people keeping their tequila in the freezer. I have never thought of that until just now, but
I'm
not
take
very
a
many.
Sip. Ooh. And then the salted lime?
I just love lime, though. I put lime in whiskey. That looks a little sour.
Oh, my gosh. This is a very sour lime. And then I'm going to eat almond.
Does the almond flavor bring out there?
It does. I don't know what it is about. Don't do a lot of salt, because I think that was my problem. There's too much salt on my lime.
Okay, so I...
Take a sip. No, you're... Wrong.
Shoot.
No, you're supposed to sip the tequila first. And then a little bit of the salty lime. And then an almond.
Can you hear me crunch it?
Mm-hmm. But it's just that.
Maybe it's just the lime in the tequila.
It's the whole flavor.
I mean, and the almond.
I don't know. The flavors salt. Marry together. I don't know what it is.
Sorry. That was probably a loud crunch.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Huh.
Try it. You'll like it.
Does it have to be raw?
Nope, it has to be raw because I had a smoked almond once and tried it.
Well, I could see smoked, but what about like a...
Salted. No, it's something about the raw.
Well, you're already salting it, so why don't you
then you would double salt, yeah.
No, I mean just take the salt away and then...
Because when you put a salt on an almond, it's usually roasted. It's not raw. So...
That's what I mean.
You just double dip your lime into the salt. Ew. Slow down there, boy.
And then I have two of these.
Okay. Huh. So, that's our first segment of Out of the Bottle.
The almonds are really creamy this way.
Yeah. Our first segment of Out of the Bottle. I liked it. I like to kind of mix it up. What's kind of fun with this one is we found something out of the bottle, but yet in the whiskey barrel.
That's true.
Since this one was done in
And I just so happened to have I got it not long ago. I wonder if I can get another bottle. One that's been put in Eagle Rare barrels.
Tequila?
Mm-hmm. Same tequila brand. I don't know if we should compare the two and see if we can taste the difference.
Oh. We could do that. You want to do it like now?
I don't know.
Where is it?
It's downstairs. We could do that.
All right. In the magical world of editing.
You want me to bring?
Watch us pause momentarily and Layton's going to go get that in a split second. On your mark, get set, go. Pew! Again, you are incredibly fast. Went all the way down to the basement, grabbed it, and now you're back. The bottles look exactly alike. How do you know that it's not the same?
Because in this case,
the medallion tells you.
It was the bourbon junkies that picked it, so I got to meet one of the guys that's like the founding member or whatever. But anyway,
sweet.
So they put, it says on the back, aged in Eagle Rare. But you know I like some Eagle Rare.
Yeah.
Which have we reviewed Eagle? We did.
Don't go there. Can but, we stick
okay,
on
listen.
The...
Okay, listen. This is opening.
Oh. The okay. Coloring. Again, they didn't do anything different with the bottles. They just basically.
Yeah, it's the same as like bottle. As a matter of fact, it's the same medallion because they probably do it for God knows how many, but you just get the different. But it is single barrel.
Okay.
All right. So how are we going to do this? So we'll try that one first. That was the original.
The colors are
about identical.
A light yellow. So this one is the first one we just tried mm-hmm. in the Weller bottle.
Yeah. Weller antique bottle. All right. Wait, can you get a sip of water? You want a sip of water in between?
Hold on. I'm savoring. Okay.
And then I'll taste it.
You taste it. I'll take a sip of water. Maybe I should eat an almond in between, too. Should I? This one smells just like the other one, too.
They probably taste identical. I mean, it's the same tequila, but...
Well? Mmm.
You think there's...
Hmm.
You know what? The smell's a little different.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't have thought this, but the one in the Eagle Rare barrel, actually, wow. I think tastes better, doesn't it? It tastes...
It's smoother.
Uh-huh. It tastes better.
Wow.
Interesting.
I wouldn't have thought that at all.
Mm-mm.
I thought they were going to taste identical.
I did too, because okay, they wait. Look identical in color. I wonder how long they finish it in the barrel.
I will say that the Weller Antique is 107. I think Eagle Rare is 90. So there might be a different, little bit difference in the proof, which makes it, I mean, the...
But would that make a difference in the... It would pull that from the barrel into the whiskey, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
possibly.
Into the tequila. Does it say how long the tequila sits in the barrel?
Yeah, it doesn't say in the back, but...
Mm. I wonder, like, they swish it around and bring it out, or did they let it sit there for a month or so?
Well, I would think they put it in there for...
Look on the bottle.
Wait, now, see, I'm here.
Hmm.
You put, it's when it's bottled. Let's see what it says in the back.
So interesting.
Time-oriented single barrel. And see, since each one is a single barrel, it could vary... From that, even. So it's kind of.
So very interesting. Because I swear, I did not think the flavors would change. I'm going to try it again.
Yeah. It tastes smoother. I don't know how else to. Whereas the first time it.
Yeah.
The other one kind of hit and popped, which I don't I'm like. But
it kind of just goes. It's like, it waves in slowly, the flavor, where the other one kind of just smacks you. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah. I can see why they picked, because they picked this barrel out, I think local guys did.
Hmm.
And I can see why he said it's a good sipper.
Sipper.
So.
I like a sipper.
Damn.
It makes you cuss.
It just,
Yeah, it's nice.
The clothes fall off. Whoops, there goes my pants.
Oops, there's my sock. I'm
a little shocked.
I like that one better. Again, I don't... We've shot good tequila, but really, if you like the flavor, just sip it. Just sip it. It's so nice.
Damn. I can't get, and I don't want to be partial because, you know, like I said, Eagle Rare is probably one of my favorite
whiskeys. I can back you up on that. The other, they're both equally good, but when you sit side by side tasting, that one is better.
I'll have to let Lou and them try that because we got the antique over there, but I wonder if he's got any more of those Eagle Rare barrels left. I'm going to have to text Brent. He's the one that helps pick them out for the bourbon junkies. I may have to text him and see if I can get another bottle.
That lime is very sour.
Do you want the rest of it?
Sure.
Well, there's the thing we learned today. What did we learn, boys and girls?
Tequila is good.
Not to judge a tequila by the bottle.
Yep.
Or the barrel it's put in.
Or judge it by the barrel it's put in. Cause
and like I said, it could be the fact that it was just like a really good barrel before of tequila that you put it in. But
I don't know. I like this one better.
Wow. A shocker. So.
Wow.
I wasn't really shocked last week that the bottom shelf tasted like.
Bottom shelf?
Yeah, but I'm a little shocked at this one.
This was fun, though. Doing a little something different.
Yeah, holy cow. Holy
so listen.
Holy Corolla.
Holy moly. So listen, we need you guys out there to, if you've got something, if you're not a totally whiskey person or whatever, give us a suggestion on something interesting to try, because we'll do it on our out of the bottle segment.
Yeah, like brandy or something. I don't know if we ever really had a brandy.
Oh, but sweetheart. Ooh,
but she was good looking. No, sorry.
Would you link these tequilas or would you sink these tequilas?
I would clink both of them, but I'd clink the Eagle Rare twice. I'm in shock right now.
You would do a double clinker?
I'm totally shocked.
He looks shocked, y'all.
That it would not, that it's tasting different than the other. I didn't think I would be able to. Well, first, I didn't think I'd be able to taste the difference.
Yeah.
And then tasting the difference, it does seem like it's smoother. Like I said, it could be the proof difference. The putting. I wouldn't have thought it would have made that much of a difference. Mm. But it's.
Hey, you know what we should do? You know what we should do? Let's take this party over to the after party.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're one of our patron members over there, come on over with us. We'll have the after party up and running.
Chug. I'm going to do it.
And he just shot that little piece of tequila. All right, then. Have an almond. And we thank you for listening. And let us know what you think about our out-of-the-bottle review, our first one. And then jump over to the after party with us, because that's where we have the most fun, I think. So
Corazon de Agave.
Patreon page. But we've come to an end. So I am Christy.
And I'm Leighton.
And together we are
Married Mash.
Hey guys, do what?
Remember to always drink responsibly.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for listening.
Looking for a new podcast? Check out the Infectious Groove Podcast. My name is Russ, and I host the show along with Michelle and Kyle. Every Monday, the three of us bring you music news and tell you our jammy jams, so you'll always have new music to check out. The Infectious Groove Podcast discusses music from nearly every decade and genre while openly displaying our passion for music you need to hear. On top of that, we have a thought-provoking main topic of discussion every week to get you thinking, discussing, and sharing music. We also include interviews with the music stars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all major podcast platforms. Subscribe and listen to the Infectious Groove Podcast on your favorite podcast platform today.